Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I entered the race because I think we're at such a low point in the history of America. We've got to reintroduce each other to the best of ourselves, the best of our tradition.
Political activist Cornel West is running for president in 2024 as the Green Party's candidate. He decided to run because he feels there's too much hatred in the country and there needs to be more truth and justice. Some issues he plans to campaign on include creating jobs with a living wage, building quality housing across the country, growing poverty, and bettering education. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has been touting his Bidenomics plan, designed to grow the economy through the middle class. Along with signing the bipartisan infrastructure bill, other elements of the plan include public investments in America and promoting competition to lower costs so entrepreneurs and small businesses can thrive. He noted trickle-down economics has not worked for Americans despite assertions to the contrary.
It's believed that we should cut taxes for the wealthy and big corporations. And I know something about big corporations. There's more corporations in Delaware incorporated than every other state in the union combined. I want them to do well, but I'm tired of waiting for the trickle down. It doesn't come very quickly.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed several bills targeting the LGBTQ plus community in the past legislative session. Gene Woodbury with Equality Arizona says even if such bills don't succeed in Arizona, the ideas are being tried elsewhere. According to the Human Rights Coalition, more than 550 anti-LGBTQ plus bills have been introduced in state legislatures in 2023 alone. Though she's glad to see the bills vetoed, Woodbury notes they take a toll on those who are affected.
Especially if you're a kid, especially if you're a parent of a young kid and you're hearing these messages about where you belong, where your family can live, getting the veto makes you feel safe, but it doesn't take away the danger.
Oregon lawmakers have passed legislation to enact minimum nurse-to-patient ratios at hospitals in the state. The measure comes as nurses and other medical professionals have been facing burnout, leading to shortages across the industry. A nurses.org survey found more than 80% of nurses felt burned out, underpaid, frustrated with administrators, and are dealing with mental health challenges. Meanwhile, only 12% of nurses were happy with their work. Matt Swanson with the SEIU Oregon State Council says the bill is a win for patients.
This law, when implemented, is going to mean that you'll have somebody at your bedside that is well able to meet your needs, rested and has working conditions that really allow them to focus on the needs of the patient.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're